Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so are you like me and suffering from some runny, itchy, you know, sinus issues, sinus headaches? They kind of got you down. I'm going through a bout of that myself right now. I want to introduce to you something called black cumin seed oil. This could provide the relief that you need. Black cumin seed oil contains a known immune modulator that could really help a lot of people. We're really talking about millions of people that have issues with seasonal allergies. Now, I'm not talking about the spice cumin. That's where a lot of people make a mistake. That's a totally different plant species from black cumin. So although, you know, I would advise you to cook a lot with cumin because it's really good for you, it's probably not really going to help the runny, itchy nose. But black cumin could. So what I want to introduce to you is a very important compound in black cumin seed oil called thymoquinone. This is what we refer to as an immune modulator. So let's do this. Let's first talk about the relationship between allergies and the immune system, because when we understand that, we'll understand a little bit better what something like thymoquinone in black cumin seed oil is doing for us. Now, your immune system requires some specific proteins called cytokines or interleukins that communicate between white blood cells. And they form an elaborate communication network that essentially allows for a coordinated attack against bacteria, viruses, and sometimes even things in nature like grasses, trees, and even foods. And those things from nature we usually call allergens. Now, the immune system doesn't discriminate against anything that it perceives as potentially harmful, including living things found in nature, just like we mentioned those allergens. So the seemingly innocent allergens from nature enter your body through the air or even your skin and elicit that immune attack, all coordinated by these immune system proteins. So let's just kind of review that real quickly. Here's how it happens. An allergen gets into your system. The cytokines, those immune proteins, are released that coordinate the attack on that allergen. Now, once that happens, certain immune cells are activated. And for allergies, the type of immune cell, the white cell that's important here, is a B cell because they produce antibodies. And specifically, they produce an antibody called IgE. That IgE antibody ends up releasing histamine. And the end result is this surge of this chemical called histamine that causes all the allergy symptoms that I know I've kind of grown to hate, and I'm sure some of you out there listening probably have grown to hate. And so this is where thymoquinone comes into play. It helps to control those cytokines, those interleukins, those immune proteins. Thymoquinone has been shown, and this is where we get the term a modulator. It doesn't necessarily knock out the functioning of those proteins, but it helps to manage them a little bit better. So thymoquinone in black cumin seed oil manages those cytokines, those immune proteins. So what does this mean for you? Well, it ultimately means less histamine release, which if you have less histamine release, you have fewer allergy symptoms and less frustration with your immune system overall. Now, most of the research, there's a little disclaimer here when it comes to black cumin seed oil and thymoquinone, is a lot of the initial research that occurred in petri dishes showing the effect on these immune proteins occurred in conjunction with some other medications within the petri dish. But we are going to look at a couple of studies done in humans where it was thymoquinone all by itself. So let's take a look at the first one, which was a compilation of four different studies that involved about 152 patients with a runny nose, what we call an allergic rhinitis. They also, a certain subset of these patients had asthma, and they were treated with black cumin seed oil standardized to about 2% the thymoquinone. And this was reported in the peer-reviewed journal Phytotherapy Research in 2008. So the researcher studied not just the subjective symptoms of having an allergy, but also they looked at some objective measurements. They drew the blood for the IgE antibody level. They looked at different types of white blood cells. They looked at cortisol release. And also because black cumin seed oil is a healthy oil, they also looked at things like triglycerides and cholesterol to see if it had any effect there. And here were the results that were published. Number one, the score of subjective allergy symptoms improved in all four studies for a vast majority of the patients. So what does that mean? It means people were feeling better on black cumin seed oil with the thymoquinone. There was a decrease in the IgE antibody level, and also a decrease in a specific type of white blood cell called an eosinophil, which is involved with allergic reactions. So there's some objective evidence supporting the report by the patients that they were feeling better. And yes, it did also improve things like triglycerides in your blood. It also improved HDL cholesterol, which is the good stuff. So there was a subjective improvement in these patients with black cumin seed oil, and there was also objective measurements that improved. So the authors concluded that black cumin seed oil could, and this is a direct quote from the study, prove to be an effective adjunctive treatment for allergic diseases. So that's really good news for those of you who are looking for some relief for seasonal allergies, regardless of when you get it, regardless of what your allergy might actually be. Black cumin seed oil is doing something to the immune system, modulating those communicators, those immune proteins, in a way that it controls the response. So there's not this hyperactive response against some of the things found in nature. No one really knows why we have allergies. There's a lot of different theories out there. Some of them believe that at one point maybe there were more poisons in the environment, from whatever different types of sources, plants, trees, or whatever. So we developed these over-responsive immune reactions to those types of things, these allergens. But no one really has worked out exactly why we have allergies in the first place. But I know that I deal with them a lot, especially during the spring and summer in South Florida. As you know, it can get quite warm and humid and wet, and that will initiate some of those subjective symptoms like a runny nose and sinus headaches. And I've started black cumin seed oil, and I do feel a lot better on it. And of course, the one I'm taking is standardized properly to the thymoquinone. Another good one you might consider, though, this is another supplement that has some awesome research behind it. As a matter of fact, in one research study, the supplement quercetin was able to relieve allergy symptoms just as good as some of the prescription medications and over-the-counter medications that people will take for allergies. So quercetin is a natural substance. You'll find it in the rind of citrus fruit. It's also found in the skin of some of the white fleshy fruits like pears and apples. And it does a couple of things for us. Number one, it seems to have the ability to block the real dangerous anaphylactic reactions that some kids have to peanuts, for instance. So quercetin is something that maybe a kid could do on a daily basis to help protect against those dangerous ones. It's not going to replace the epinephrine if they actually do get the reaction, but maybe it can, decrease the incidence of having an attack like that. Quercetin also is good for asthma patients, especially in kids. A lot of kids get exercise-induced asthma, which is a form of an allergic-type reaction. Quercetin works in those cases as well. So I like the combination of quercetin and black cumin seed oil. I've combined those together, and I've been doing them now for a couple of weeks, and it does seem to be helping me with my seasonal allergies. So some suggestions there for you. Black cumin seed oil, look for a product that's about 1% to 2% thymoquinone, and consider some quercetin. Awesome. I want you to feel better. I don't want you to feel bad from your allergies. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.